The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show in which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. I'm going to start with Professor Mara Livesey because she literally might evaporate right in the middle of the podcast.
I probably will. How's it going, will. Mara? It's going good for now. We'll see how the flight is out to Denver.
That's right. Coming to you live from Detroit, Wayne County Metropolitan Airport.
Gate number? We got a gate number from you?
We got an A72.
Well,
because of course.
The president has been very stern with bad behavior on airlines, so hopefully you will not experience any of that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Professor Dave Chow is here with us today.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
How's it going, Dave? Can you tell us a little bit about your next stint on Dead Files?
I don't know. I might be in Ohio in 2 more weeks and 2 more weeks after that, but we're not sure yet. So okay. I just got done doing an episode last Monday.
Okay.
Locally.
Dead
Files? I love how it's still on the air.
Oh.
I've never heard of this. What is this?
I'll tell you about it off the air, Beth. It's okay. My longstanding paranormal TV show.
Oh, cool.
Doesn't everybody have one of those these days? I mean, come on.
My students asked me if I believed in ghosts.
And?
Well, the amount of energy in the universe is constant, right?
That's true.
So I could imagine that what we now think of as being ghosts or poltergeists are some weird manifestation of leftover energy, and we don't yet understand how it works. But science will ultimately provide the answer.
Kind of like the meatloaf I have in the back of my fridge.
Sort of, yeah. I mean, I don't believe in ghosts or ESP or any of this that they think is real. I'm like, really? You guys think. Think critically. Try hard.
And those are the wonderful opening words of Professor Beth Oljar. All that we need is a final statement on constant vigilance, and we are all set.
That's right. Constant vigilance. John Locke and Mad-Eye Moody. So you
and Mad-Eye Moody. That's right. Absolutely.
I'm actually not as much of a mega bee in class as I sound like on the air. I just saved that for you guys.
I think it's great that they asked you that, though, Beth. That's like a teachable moment of epic proportions, right? I mean, seriously.
We're going to do a little metaphysics here. That's cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I think that there's a lot that can be learned from listening to what a learned person thinks in that area. It's sort of surprising to me, although my version of it, since I'm so obsessed with Halloween, the students make all the requisite assumptions. Oh, you must love horror movies. Not really. Oh, you must love blood and gore. No, not really. You know, I mean, there's different layers to that kind of
stuff. I like watching things blow up.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I like.
That's right. Last but not least, Professor Dan Maggio is here with us. We're coming to you live from his library.
Mm-hmm. Carol Ann, stay away from the light.
The TV people are here.
Hi, Matt. How are you today?
What's going on, Dan?
It's another busy week, so things are good.
Yep.
Trying to get a relaxing weekend. May hit a DCFC soccer game on Saturday.
That's cool.
Other than that, just enjoying the weekend.
You're going looks with like, Dave and Sharon?
No, I'm going with Tom. I tried to recruit Kenny, but he has dinner plans. And apparently a dinner from his sister is more appealing than a soccer game with his best friend. I'm just kidding. Sorry, Kenny.
Carol's a really good cook.
I know. She's an outstanding cook.
Well, I hope you have a good weekend. And looks like we're getting a nice lease on summer this year. So, yep. Just waiting for that inevitable break to fall, which will come at some point next week.
Oh, it looks like Mara's going down the path. We might be losing her.
Uh-oh. We'll see how far.
Oh, geez.
It's the Breathe fame.
Oh, doggone it. Just don't watch. We're going to get all Canadian ballet questions today.
Well, folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you can win a prize. Send us the questions in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu and find us on Facebook and Instagram or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. Okay, we've got a classic set of questions here, fairly recently sent in. Dear panelists, like some of the questions I've sent in the past to your show, I'll provide a list of four films. It'll be up to the panelists to come up with the name of the celebrity actor, actress that appeared in all of them. There will also be a bonus question at the end, as all of the responses have something in common. It'll be up to the panel to solve that one as well. I'll defer to Professor Mayo's judgment as to what he deems worthy of a passing grade. I don't think you want to do that.
It's probably
and,
right.
please enjoy. That's Julie Elder of Poughkeepsie, New York. Thanks for sending those in, Julie.
Always good to hear from upstate New York folks.
Absolutely. Now, there's a place where America does autumn right. That's what I like to say.
Mm-hmm. True.
Deep in the low rolling hills of the Hudson, There you go. Okay, so let's see if we can warm up a little bit here, especially because Mara is cracking me up.
Right now. Mara's on the plane now. I can tell from the vent above. The best Purell on God's green earth.
If there's any resistance on the plane, will you live stream?
I will directly to ATP.
Because we'll certainly make the news on that, and that's free publicity. I don't know whether the university wants that kind of publicity, but...
Gosh. All right, so four films, and you're going to give me an actor or actress that starred in all three.
Okay.
Four.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll try again.
The Monty Python skit.
There you go. Not Shalt Thou Pull Four. The Man Who Fell to Earth, Eating Raoul, The Graduate, Grumpy Old Men.
Who played the lady in Graduate? Anne Bancroft?
No, Anne Bancroft, yeah. It was not Anne Margaret.
Not Raoul Julia.
Not David Bowie.
What are the films again?
Wasn't David Bowie in The Man Who Fell to
Earth? Yeah.
The films were The Man Who Fell to Earth, Eating Raoul, The Graduate, and Grumpy Old Men. I think it'd be a good clue to say this is a classic first few seasons of Saturday Night Live straight man.
Not Dan Aykroyd.
Mm-hmm. No. Was it
The Graduate? Was it a host?
Was it the guy with glasses on Saturday Night Live? He always wore white.
Who are you thinking of, Dan? Come on.
Oh, come on.
Work with me.
He was kind of the background character. He wore a wire-rimmed glasses.
Yep.
Oh.
Mara's in the chat saying she has no idea. It's worth a shot here, though.
It's not Buck Henry.
Yeah,
Buck Henry. It's Buck Henry. There we go.
Oh, yeah. Way to go, Beth. It was on the tip of my tongue. I could picture
it. Wire-rimmed glasses. Okay.
I was kind of obsessed with him at the beginning of Saturday Night Live. Just for the reason that I think his only job was to sort of to stand there and absorb everything that was going on around him. I'm like, there's kind of a cool role to be the straight man. It's like, if you do it well, you know, you can really get a good laugh. So
they say being the straight man is the toughest role. So, I mean,
That's right.
He's written screenplays and stuff. So he's hilariously funny.
Because was he Blazing Saddles?
I don't think so.
Or partial, or no, he was part of Get Smart. I know that. So
okay.
Yeah, Blazing Saddles, a movie that could not be made today, for sure.
No, I'm sure they could take flatulence to a different level with today's level of
all the race stuff would not be allowed now.
No. Yeah, that's for sure. Here's our next set of four films: Jabberwocky, Eric the Viking, Monty Python's The Meaning of Life, Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Eric Idle.
Terry Gilliam.
Oh,
please.
Michael Palin? It's got to be one of the...
Terry Jones?
It's Terry Jones, yeah.
There's
Terry
only
Jones.
So many more.
It was going to be John Cleese's wife next.
Terry Jones in the middle of the pandemic, I think I mentioned it before, I picked up a whole bunch of Monty Python documentaries and stuff, and he really had a steep and very quick mental decline at the end. He passed away, if you remember, like the day before the pandemic hit the United States, and it kind of got lost. Mara got a seat. That's always good. It's always good to get a seat on the plane. That's what I always say.
Keep flapping, Mara. Just keep your arms flapping. Oh,
I just remember Eric the Viking coming out when I was in high school. And I think it was one of the first times ever in my life I purposely went to see a film and then sat in the middle of what was essentially a completely empty theater. Like, nobody saw that movie, but me and my friends were there.
Wow.
Next up, The Glass Menagerie, The Bad and the Beautiful, Gunfight at the OK Corral, The Big Sky and To Catch a Spy. It's a classic sort of golden Hollywood actor.
Jimmy Stewart.
John Wayne.
Passed away relatively recently, but at a very advanced age.
Kirk Douglas.
Kirk Douglas. There we go. Kirk Douglas. Yes.
But no Spartacus in that list? Doggone it.
I know, no Spartacus. You know, Julie likes to do these the way that she likes to do them. You got to come in from the side a little bit. You know?
I'm waiting for like the Clausen Public Theater performance or, you know, Playhouse or something like that.
That's right.
I don't know if you guys have seen the movie Trumbo. If you haven't, you should. It's about Dalton Trumbo, who was blacklisted in Hollywood because he was a communist, basically. And the guy who plays Kirk Douglas in that, because when Kirk is making Spartacus, I think, with I can't remember the director's name, but Trumbo may have been part of the guy who plays Kirk Douglas is literally such a dead ringer for him.
Wow.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. Plus, there's all the, you know, John Wayne was pretty anti-communist and pretty free with his criticisms of actors who actually had served in the war when he had not.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Let's go to The Greatest Story Ever Told. The Exorcist. 3 Days of the Condor. Awakenings.
Awakenings. Was that the Robin Williams?
Yeah. And Patrick, Robert.
Yeah.
That Robert De Niro?
It would be the guy.
Exorcist?
Who else was in The Exorcist?
It would have to be the guy who played the priest, right?
Max von Sydow?
Max von Sydow. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. It's Max von Sydow is who it is.
Okay.
Absolutely.
He's sadly gone as well.
He starred in everything, didn't he? I mean, geez. Yep. Come on, he was Ming the Merciless in The Flash. Flash Gordon.
I was going to give a bonus to the list that was Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens, of which he was in the first, you know, minute and a half or whatever, but still, you know, great actor. Try Jason and the Argonauts, Bridget Jones' Diary, A Night to Remember, Goldfinger.
Hold on. What was the first one again, Matt?
The first one was Argonauts.
Jason and the Argonauts.
Oh,
Bridget Jones' Diary, Night to Remember, Goldfinger.
Was it the woman that played Athena?
It was a woman.
Okay.
Woman who played Holly Golightly? The woman who got painted with gold, right? And
is the one of the starring roles in Goldfinger, actually. The
Honor
pilot.
Blackman?
It's Honor Blackman. That's right.
Drew would have known that had he been here, because Jason and the Argonauts is one of his favorite films.
That's a great film.
Yeah. I don't know the first three. You know.
Ray Harryhausen is one of his. I knew Dave would relate to that.
I met the man twice in my life, okay? I can die happy.
What's A Night to Remember?
That's the Titanic.
Oh, that's probably why I haven't seen it. Okay.
I've seen parts of it.
If Jim were here, we would have at least been able to fill in that bit. Yeah.
Jim was probably on that boat too, so. Jim's been on every boat to our recollection, right?
Something like that.
It's like
see ya. Enjoy flying.
Ah, we're down to a trio now.
Okay. How about Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, The Fifth Element, Brazil, and Chariots of Fire?
Wow.
Well, Lord of the Rings has like a cast of like 10,000. So
yeah, it really does.
It doesn't really help.
I was going to go Bruce Willis for a bit.
Fifth Element, Brazil, and Chariots of Fire. Well-known films.
Ian McKellen?
Not Ian McKellen.
John Hurt?
But how about another Ian, Beth?
Ian from Lord of the Rings?
Yeah. Ian McKellen.
Ian Holm?
Ian Holm, yeah.
Nice one, Beth.
That's right. I was just trying to think Fifth Element.
Limited number of actors named Ian, so that helps.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Hopefully. How about, this is speaking of all over the map. Holy smokes. Fatal Instinct. It's a mad, 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 mad world.
There's another movie with a billion actors and actresses in it.
Oh, God. And Toy Story 4.
What? Wait, from Mad, Mad, Mad World to Toy Story 4, which just recently came out. I mean,
it's just less than 3 years old. Yeah, I think.
Yeah, but Man-Made World's like done in like a billion years ago.
60s or 70s?
Yeah, it seems. Okay. I think it was one of my childhood.
Not George Burns.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that was an Oh God. Not John Denver, because
it's not John Denver, fortunately.
Okay. Because I don't remember anybody else in Oh God.
I mean, this was a bit part, but it was a part in the movie.
And what was the other movie, Matt?
So we have It's Mad, 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 Mad World, Oh God, Fatal Instinct, and Toy Story 4.
Fatal Instinct, not Fatal Basic Instinct?
Right, Fatal Instinct.
Can we have initials?
Initials are CR. You'll definitely get it when you get it.
Christopher.
I should think so.
Carl. Carla. Oh, wait. I'm watching Matt's eyebrows. I'm waiting for them to knit.
I'm trying to picture the cast of Mad, 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 Mad World.
I'm trying to think of Toy Story 4. Who are the voices in there?
Oh, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know because I'm not so great with the audio connection.
I'm just that geeky, and I can't think of who.
I know.
So you know who it was? It was Carl Reiner.
Carl Reiner.
Wow. Who was he in Toy Story 4?
I'm trying to remember because it really was that was a departure. And it's hard for me to get Keegan-Michael Key and Jordan Peele out of my head as the little ducky and the little bunny. They were absolutely hilarious. Yeah. But there was some, you know, character getting on in years, and he was in it. So, yeah.
Okay.
I haven't seen Toy Story 4 yet.
It's, you know, you really are at the cash grab stage, Beth. But you can't beat a Pixar story to catch your attention for at least a few minutes. I mean, even their worst is so much better than most of what's out there. You know, it's, yeah. So, wow.
Don't scare us like this. Don't scare us.
But wait till you see. The Bad News Bears Go to Japan, Little Nicky, Little Miss Sunshine, and Shrek the Third.
Not Walter Matthau.
Yeah. Nope. Not Tatum O'Neill.
Shrek the Third.
Who played the grandfather in Little Miss Sunshine? Alan Arkin.
That's not what I have here.
Not what you have there.
Initials R.P.
Robert, Richie, Raul,
Little Miss Sunshine,
Ray.
I'm gonna put it out there now. I think it's about time. I've never seen The Bad News Bears Go to Japan, but now maybe I'm interested in seeing it. Though I'm kidding. You know what it is? It's Regis Philbin, if you can believe it.
Regis Philbin.
Yeah. He was in Little Miss Sunshine.
Little Miss Sunshine. Yeah.
Was he a judge at the competition,
or did he play himself? I mean, you know, that seems like more his role, more his speed for this sort of thing, you know.
I bet he was a judge at the Little Miss Sunshine pageant.
Yeah,
it's entirely, or he was a host of it, possibly.
How about this one will warm us right back up again? Cocoon, The Natural, The Electric Horseman, The China Syndrome.
Who was the guy that they shot up? As he's trying to stop the meltdown.
Steve Duesenberg.
No.
He was in Cocoon.
He was selling oatmeal or something like that.
Oh, Hugh Cronin.
No, bald guy, glasses, big walrus mustache.
Wilfred Brimley.
Brimley. There we go.
For a moment, I was going to draw him and put him up to the camera so everyone could see who I was talking about. Oh, my God.
Now we're really putting it together here. Let's continue on with The Great Muppet Caper, Theater of Blood, Snow White, and On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
George Lazenby?
Nope.
No.
Think female.
The woman who played the secretary? I can't remember. Money
Lois Penny? Maxwell?
Nope. I'm kind of surprised. Usually you all are all over these James Bond references, like, a lot.
Well,
who's the female lead in that?
I can't picture the movie. So
Diana Rigg. It was Diana Rigg.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's right. Okay. You got it.
Mrs. Bond.
Yep.
So what Snow White movie are you referring to?
Yeah.
Not the Disney one.
Yeah, it's not the Disney one.
Okay.
So I'm not quite sure which it is, but... you know, you look at these titles and you're like, okay, it could be anything. I swear, Bad News Bears Go to Japan. I'm looking it up on Wikipedia when we're done here. I'm not even joking.
I remember it.
It's a real movie. That's what you're worried about. Yeah.
I remember seeing the original in the theater.
Yeah, same here.
Right. Time Bandits, Marnie, Dragonheart, and Darby O'Gill and the Little People.
Oh, your favorite movie! Oh, Sean Connery.
That's Sean Connery. Yeah, Sean Connery. So now you only get one guess here, professors, and I'm pretty sure you're going to hit it right in the center. Remember Julie's pledge that we would get to the end, and they all have something in common. Buck Henry, Terry Jones, Kirk Douglas, Max von Sydow, Honor Blackman, Ian Holm, Carl Reiner, Regis Philbin, Wilfred Brimley, Diana Rigg, Sean Connery.
They all passed. I know that, right?
Yeah, so what are they
I'll have to give it to you. Not only that, they passed during the year 2020. They all passed within 12 months of each other.
So, okay.
That is quite a stack of celebrity there, if you think about it. Some long-timers there, you know?
Jeez. Great Diana Rigg movie, Evil Under the Sun, with Peter Ustinov as Hercule Poirot.
Yep.
She gets murdered, but she plays this unbelievably sort of snotty Broadway actress who has a run-in with Maggie Smith, and it's pretty hilarious. I highly recommend the movie.
Excellent.
I just remember having puberty watching her in The Avengers. That's all. So,
I knew The Avengers were going to come up at some point.
Well, and then finishing off her career in Game of Thrones, I thought was really
she was really outstanding.
Yep.
In Game of Thrones.
Yep.
That was a good list. That was a good list. Send more.
Those are good questions.
Fantastic questions.
If Jim was floating around, I'm sure he'd love some of these questions too, because I'm sure he probably knows a few of them. So
I almost gave it away without realizing it. Again, you know, Matt should really read more ahead, or maybe just remember more ahead. But I was like, oh yeah, didn't Terry Jones die right before?
Oh, yeah, you did. Okay. Whoops.
Oh, geez.
Well, there goes a bonus. It was a bonus hint.
A bonus. I tell you what, let's for our last little bit here, as we usually do, the imponderables. I'm wondering whether we could talk about this one's been on the list for a while, and I haven't avoided it. I'm just like, we have to wait for the right moment. I think we've arrived.
Okay.
What's your favorite sports themed movie? And I'll get us going as I have in the past. I just got to say, if there is one movie that, if it's on television, even if it's just with 10 minutes of commercials on in between, I will just be rapt to the screen, it's Moneyball. Moneyball might be one of my favorite movies of all time. I love everything about it. I love it.
Yeah, that's a very nice, subtle performance.
Yes.
From him. And Philip Seymour Hoffman is, boy, there's another actor. I like The Replacements with Keanu Reeves, which is like the funniest football movie ever.
Ever, yes.
Glory Road.
Oh, wow.
For basketball. Remember when we saw that in the theater, Dan?
Huh?
Yeah, we saw that.
I actually paid to see a basketball movie. You're going to have to give me some better. You're going to have to ring the bell a little louder.
Remember the Titans? That's
of course,
a great.
Remember the Titans, Denzel.
The Cutting
Washington.
Edge. Shout out to Leslie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If she were here, it'd be Cutting Edge all the way. Either that or. I always mess it up. What was the Miracle on Ice movie called? Was it called Miracle on Ice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Herb Brooks movie, yeah.
Yep. That was
but
great.
Moneyball, I actually liked Moneyball quite a bit too. Mm-hmm. I thought that we owned that one. So
It's weird. I feel like I'm in the movie when, of course, obviously I am not. But it's just at the point where I think I knew enough about watching the Tigers. And then there's this brief moment where the A's are trading and sending Juan Gonzalez to the Tigers, which was the great experiment of the early 2000s that failed miserably. But I just think that it's interesting to see how it's all woven together. And yeah, I think there was a time when people in my generation thought that Brad Pitt was just destined for hunky roles and then that's it. But he is one of the greatest actors of all time.
He's a great actor.
Yes. Just love him.
But you're right. I think he gets that sort of pretty boy designation. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Dan, you had to have seen and liked some sports movies sometime. It's definitely not all the Bad News Bears Go to Japan, is it?
No, I don't typically like flock to sports movies, but I do like Sandlot. And I do like Men with Brooms.
There we go.
Only because they're kind of just lighthearted and funny. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
well, what about like Slapshot for back, you know, a little older?
I never saw it.
It's
I like Field of Dream. I do like
That was going to be my, that was going to be mine. Rudy.
Sure.
That was also another one.
Bend It Like Beckham.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
The Longest Yard, maybe the original.
Yeah.
Yep.
I remember that with Burt. Burt Reynolds.
Dom DeLuise.
I'm glad you brought up Sandlot, though, because I feel, I don't know if you all caught how Major League Baseball had the Field of Dreams game this year between the Yankees and whoever else was playing the Yankees.
Chicago White Sox.
The White Sox. The players came in to their, a sound off at the beginning, right? The lineups from the corn in the outfield. Came from the corn onto the field.
It was so moving. It was unreal.
Top. Yeah. It was so over the top.
I mean, I'm not a huge Kevin Costner fan, but boy, did Major League Baseball do it right.
Paul Durham is speaking of sports.
There's another one. Go. Yeah, there we go.
The catcher was a spy about Mo Berg.
I saw that. That was good.
Oh, what's the other one I'm thinking about? The Jamaican bobsled run movie.
Oh, Cool Runnings. Another.
Cool Runnings.
That's right. I remember the soundtrack was amazing. That's all. I love the soundtrack. So
that was quite a phenomenon when it first came out, I think.
Oh, but think about it. That was the last time like amateurs could actually compete in the Olympics. After that, they kind of like, that's it. No more,
Everybody rooted for the Jamaican bobsled team.
Yeah, because wasn't like, that also the year that Eddie the Eagle Edwards also like, did the ski jump for England with no experience and almost killed himself. But again, people were cheering for him. I mean, he was a celebrity after that.
Now you all are firing me up. We're only a few months away from Winter Olympics. This is going to be quite a bang up 12 months here.
Dear Lord.
This is the first Olympics, the one in Tokyo, that I have not seen any of since I was six.
Wow.
And started watching them. So 1972 Munich Olympics was the first try. So I watched the one where people get killed, of course. I remember that. It was awful. Yeah, I didn't watch any of the Olympics.
Really?
I normally am glued to the screen for the gymnastics and the diving and the swimming and the track and field. I don't know. I just didn't do any of it.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not much of a summer Olympic fan. I'm more of a winter Olympic fan. So
I think people tend to be one or the other.
Yeah, I'm definitely winter. So.
Yeah. Well, professors, thanks for that update. We, considering the imponderables we've done in the past, it's absolutely awesome. I think we listed like 25 films to get everybody fired up the weekend. But that's all the time we have for today. So let's say goodbye, Dan.
Goodbye.
Beth.
Goodbye.
And Dave.
See ya.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed across all of our homes and places of business, but we're usually housed in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Miles.